Hey, I'm Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather drawer?
Good morning.
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody.
Morning, OFM family. Here I am in sunny Aruba, one happy island. I'm here with a bunch of my high school girlfriends. We're taking our senior citizen trip, class of 88. Sun, fun, a few cocktails, but we are having the time of our lives. We have to go back to snowy, cold, icky Boston tomorrow and go to school and teach scary high school students on Monday, but that's okay. I'm bringing it to Dina Blizzard, the funny, classy, always on time queen, and welcome to One Funny Morning.
Good morning. It's Dina Blizzard. Oh, we just saw a great video from Aruba. Now everybody wishes they were in Aruba. Good morning. I know, Carrie, what? That hurt. That she said class of 88 senior citizen trip. And that hurt me right here. That hurt. Good morning. It's Monday. Who would like to be back in bed? Raise your hand if you're like, I don't think I'm supposed to be up right now. That's how I feel. Good morning. No, Terry, all good. I'm just late as usual. Floppy Bonnie's in the house on TikTok. Good morning, Floppy Bonnie. Ugly Monday. I showered for it. It's Monday again, Jen. I don't know about anybody else, but this weekend flew by. And I feel like yesterday I was like, guys, it's Friday. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Working hard to get my house ready to sell. Moving to beautiful British Columbia. That's exciting. We just got our RV back. It's not fixed. And they also lost a replacement solar panel. They gave up in that place and took it back. We gave up. My in-laws are probably enjoying their peace again. Oh, boy. Currently sitting at Taco Bell drive-thru, if that tells you how my morning has started. I have a lot of questions for you, Sarah. Is Taco Bell open this early? What could Taco Bell be serving at 8:52 in the breakfast taco? Like a burrito? Like a breakfast burrito? And now I will be obsessed. I wish I could go to Taco Bell. I wish. I used to love. Remember the days when you could eat a Taco Bell taco at like 2 a.m. and then not feel like you were going to die? Remember? Oh, so fun. Yes, Terry. Yes. Esther, I'm doing much, much better. I'm on day 5 of a steroid and day 5 of an antibiotic, which is almost the last of it. So I feel like myself a little bit. My day would end as soon as it started with Taco Bell. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Anne Marie, let's talk about the weekend. If you saw my last post, I believe my last post was Friday when I went to pick up Jacqueline. So this past weekend, yes, my sister's was great. My sister was having us down to celebrate Dominic's birthday. So there's big news to tell you. So I don't know, 2 weeks ago, I bought my car. Now, you know, at the same time that I was buying my car, Diana, I'm going to get a new car. Diana can't be the only one without, oh, you got a new car? I'm going to get a new car. That's not true. She actually keeps cars for about 20 years. But she'd been talking about it. Yeah, yeah. Linda, let me tell you. Let me tell you. She says, you know, I think I'm going to get a new car. Either way, I call my sister now. My mom was like, I think that I am going to give Nicole my car. And I said, huh? Yeah, she don't have a car. She's a real bad car. But don't tell her. So literally the day after I bought my car, 2 days later, she buys a car. But we're not allowed to tell Nicole. It's a surprise. We're going to drive the car down to Nicole. And then that way, we'll leave the car down. Big, big thing. I gave her the keys. I think it was like Christmas morning. It was a surprise. I wasn't allowed to tell anybody. So big. I got a new car. I got a new car. Bada, bada, bada. Fine. So I had to go pick up Jacqueline. Surprise car. Missy, it was very exciting. We are moving to wine country, Dina. You're welcome to come and stay once you are still in literally a few hundred wineries. What? Hold on, my light just went in.
That's exciting. Let's see. Why? I'm literally turning all the electricity off in this house. Hold on.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Sometimes my stuff is not plugged in when I go away. Did you ever leave your house looking what you consider to be semi-nice, and when you come back, something horrible, horrible things happened while you were gone?
I have lots to tell you. Hold on. Apparently, this wasn't plugged in, so let me just fix this issue.
Okay. So we drive down. Di got a Lexus as well. Hers is a few years before mine. Sarah, don't even ask. Please, we're all trying to celebrate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was for you, Carrie. So I go to pick up Jacqueline. Okay. I pull up to what I can only consider her stoop. Now, let me tell you something. At some point when your kids start living on their own and they're like, why don't you come visit my apartment? Lower your expectations. Whatever they were, lower them like five more and then go two more down. It's actually nicer than any of the apartments, other apartments she's had, so I shouldn't complain, but whatever. But I wasn't going in. I was like, girl, be ready. I'm going to pick you up on the side of the road. And she was standing on her stoop and she's talking to Dean. Dean was there too. And I'm listening to them talk. And I'm thinking, is she going to go get her stuff so we can go? And she just kept saying, yeah, I'm ready. I said, when are you going to go get your stuff for the trip? She goes, this is my stuff. And that is when I see the picture I posted, which was a picture. Oh, I should put it up. Hold on. Let me show you this picture. This is what I saw. When I pulled up, hold on. Yeah, this is it. Okay. I don't know if it'll let me share this picture. This is so stupid. share screen. No. Hey, this one. Oh, let's see this. Yeah, this is it. Then I see this picture. This is what I saw on her stoop. Mm-hmm. So you can see why I'd be confused, right? I was like, I see what I guess is a purse. Mm-hmm. And then a gallon of water. Just shoes in her hands. A pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. And then that what I would be a recycling. I don't know. I thought she had brought her recycling out as well. Yeah, the purse, I was fine with the top step. I was like, she might be going somewhere. And then the second step, I was like, she might be homeless. And then the third step, I was like, she is also taking her trash out. Where is her clothes? Renee, they're right there. That is the full, and that's a weekend. That's a weekend getaway. Yep. confusing to me. As a mother, who am I? Who am I showing up with a car with all the wheels and, you know, luggage and like a travel bag? Mm-hmm. Girl after my own heart. Judy, you two would love it. You'd be toe to toe. I'd be like, go see Aunt Judy in Canada this weekend. She'd be like, okay. Okay. I'd be like, trust me, she'll be waiting at the bottom of the escalator when you come off the plane. Judy's right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Change of shoes is all you need for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what? You see her face. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, nothing. Yep. And it's funny. So I posted this. I was like, does this look familiar to anybody? And people were like, this is exactly my daughter or my son. And it doesn't matter. Even if you go, that's what I said. I go, you need a stick. She's like, for what? I go, to complete your hobo outfit. You just remember. And you can't say hobo. Is that wrong? I don't know. To me, that's not even a real word. I mean, no, we don't say that. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Can she pack my bags for a week in Vegas and Grand Canyon? It is, Lauren. That's it. You headed into Vegas. Could you imagine if you were on a game show and like you want a trip to Vegas, but they just showed you a picture of this stupid picture? They're like, and this fabulous trip to Vegas. You're like, that is somebody stupid. That's your luggage. What? Whip, we packed you up. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Heather. Mm-mm. No, actually, most of that water she spilled when we got out of the car. Mm-hmm. He's 28. Yeah, Marie, I get it. Yep. Mm-hmm. My sister packs like that because she says, well, you'll bring everything else I need. I kind of feel like that about Wendy, my mom, Stephanie, Michelle Mooney. Yeah, I mean, I pack most of what I need. And then anything else, I'm like, one of these real responsible people will pack everything else. I can't. Mm-hmm. No, Jen, this is what I would expect from Dean, but no, this is, mm-hmm. Did she think she couldn't get water at your sister's? I don't know. I don't know, but this is, mm-hmm. What Charles said until you said you cannot travel until you find real luggage. No. Guess what she getting for her birthday? She don't know. Mm-hmm. Anja, thank you. I'll take that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're definitely at the place where me, her, and Brooke kind of the same size, which is not good. Not good. Mm-hmm. My husband packs light and I overpack. I don't like wearing pants lots of days in a row. That's an interesting statement. Mm-hmm. Colby's not doing well. That was the other thing. I came home last night. When I left, the dog had four legs. Get up. That is not for you. Get up. It's for Colby. Get up. Okay. So at this point, yeah, you have all your legs. Move. You sit down. No, sit. Sit down. Sit down, buddy. Sit down. Good boy. Go ahead. Sit down. Sit down. Go ahead. Good boy. Lay down. Good boy. Okay. Okay, here's where we are. Colby had four legs. Yeah, he's like, I just don't like wearing pants in general. I don't care how many days in a row. I hear you. I'm ready to move to some shorts. I don't know about anybody else. But anyway, so Gab, when I left, Colby's limp is getting worse. And the only thing we have left are these pain meds. And he was doing fine. And then I came back last night. He can barely walk. Apparently he fell down a couple of the steps. Not good. Because he shouldn't be on the steps. Don't get me started. It's been a whole thing. And so no one's listening. He got the bad leg. So I come home and I'm like, listen, so like the doctor said, if he's in pain, give him these meds. If he can survive on pain meds, this is a wonderful thing. But, you know, don't overkill it if he seems okay. So you can give it twice a day. You can give it three times a day, four times a day if it's really bad. You know, then it's not good. Well, this dog, he's like, cuckoo, cuckoo. Just hobbling around the house. Two of them are just walking around like, you guys want to go to get pizza? I was like, does anybody see the dog? Do you ever look at your kids and just wonder how they'll keep future generations alive? Anyone? anybody. Just look at your kid and just think, they'll feed the dog. I'll be like, Brooke, feed the dog. All right, took care of it. All good. I did it. And like an hour later, they're like licking water out of the toilet. They're like running their own dune and sucking water out of other animals. They're just, I'm like, what are you doing? And if you didn't see Dune, you won't get that joke, but that was actually really funny. I'm like, did you give the dog water? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, when you feed a dog, you give an animal food and water. Yeah, like, where did I mess this up? Clueless. So the dog is hobbling through the kitchen last. I go, when is the last time this dog had a pain med? And they're like, what do you mean? They're like, isn't that your job? I'm like, I wasn't here the whole, okay. So we had to have some talks about hospice. I go, and my kids have heard me talk about my grandparents and their passing. My dad was on hospice. My grandpa's on. We have a lot of experience with the hospice. Beautiful program. Beautiful program. People going to heaven that work that program. But it's all about pain management. So I'm like, I'm over here. I'm like, this dog is on hospice. Do we understand? We had a whole hospice conversation. I said, I don't think that you are picking up what I'm trying to put down. This dog isn't, he's not going to be around for much longer. Like, let's have a series. Like, you looking at your kid. Let's look at my face. I don't even like this dog. And I'm over here like, this dog is not okay. You try to say, and I said, this is not me saying, nobody helps me around my house. That's not this conversation. I said, this is a serious, look at my face. Our job is to help people, living things, animals. To be moving through their journey with peace. This is me last night, but like this, with peace. Like that. Or you just got to look at your kids and be like, you so dumb. Look at my face. That's for feeding her peanut butter while I cut her. Yeah, no, it's too much. Yeah. It's a lot. So we had a hospice conversation last night. And I was like, when I left this, yeah, being aware is hard. So that happened. Saw two movies this weekend. What? Dina, a lot. How's the rabbit? Joe. That one, what's that rabbit? What does she call that rabbit? It's called like death or something. What's she call that rabbit? I forget. Murder? What's that rabbit's name? She got a trash? Jacqueline. She got the name of it. Now, just so you know, we are... you know, getting ready to go on our trip. It's not until the end of June, but we're talking about it all the time. And one of the things that we did is that we got CB radios, right? For us and Joe, who's the caboose in the back of the line. And so, Joe, I got to have Wendy send you the thing, this form, since you're getting a CB. But on part of the, we have it on. So all the people that are on the trip got like a form to say like, hey, do you have any like food allergies? Do you have any kind of special needs we need to know about it? You know, we just kind of gather information so we have it for the trip, whatever, fine. So I said, we need to send this form out to all the leaders, right? So for every group of 15, there's at least one leader. So there's a lot of us coming on this trip, right? So Wendy, let's put together a form now for the people on the trip. Okay. And same questions, you know, because they don't get the same forms that you guys get. Anyway, so we sent it out, but one of them on there said, and please let us know what your handle will be. Now, my kids don't know what a handle is. They're like, what's a handle? I said, your handle for your seat when you're CB. I didn't see that yet, Jim. Yeah, you have group leaders like a high school field trip. That's exactly right. Except your high school field trip leader could be Dominic. And he's 16. He just turned 16. Mm-hmm. My CV handle was Rat Trap. Oh, this could be fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, Andrea, you're Broadway babe. Okay. So I said, listen, everybody has to figure out their handle. So I had a CB radio before the cell phones. Here's when I get real old. The year is 1990. Sicily, 1990. And I'm driving to my piano lessons, and there's no such thing as a cell phone. And so we had a CB radio. And Shorty, pre-picked. Oh, Joey Joe's ready to go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Picture it, 1990 in Sicily. And so Lucky Seven, what would your handle be if you had to pick a handle, everybody? Girl, why'd you got to go back to 1990? It was a good times. They were. CB radios. So now I'm trying to get all the kids to tell us what their handle is and fill out their forms. I was Foxy Lady back in the day. Okay, Trixie. Got it. And now I have a feeling it's just going to be me mostly voiding out all of Jacqueline's handles so far. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure all of her handles are going to be dirty. So it's going to be like, beep, beep, looking for beep, beep. It's just everything's going to be centered. You're not going to know who's talking to who because they all pick Jelly Bean or Jilly Bean, Speedy, Big Mouth, Tits McGee. Okay, that might be a little much for the trip. Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm Kitty Radcliffe. Everybody knows. Island Girl, KLS 3835. Evelyn's really thought about it. Uh-huh. Jungle Bunny. Super Mom, Curly Q. Our handles were numbers. I don't know. Okay. Renee, she's picked all of the dirty words. She basically just wants us to be saying dirty words the entire time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, chicken wing, for sure. Yeah, see her? Chicken wing! Hey! She doesn't care. It's barbecue. What's your 10? What's your 10-20? It would be just what's your 20, right? That's what's your location. I'll be shaky if you're nasty. Okay, Shakendra. Mm-hmm. I was Tinkerbell. My husband was Jiminy Cricket. Mm-hmm. Tammy, nice one. My sister's riding my daughter Coconut, so my handle would be Coconut. Mm-hmm. And be Cracker Jacks. Mm-hmm. The Phillies are selling lemonade and fish bowls. Wonderful. She should be the first lady. So we were doing that this weekend, trying to get everybody to actually fill out their forms. So we'll see. And we're supposed to have a meeting of the team, which I have a feeling it's just going to be a whole bunch of cursing. So we did that. Oh my gosh. Let me tell you this story. My handle would be Mamacita. Mine might be Biblioteca. About going to the biblioteca? I want to go just so I can have a handle. I know. Okay, so the two movies. All right, Carrie. So we go down to see my sister. She's in Virginia Beach. And Saturday it's supposed to rain most of the day. And she was like, listen, I'm going to get us tickets to go to the movies. And we're going to go see Ghostbusters 4. And I was like, okay, sure. Who don't love a good Ghostbusters movie? And it's supposed to have all the originals and the new people in it, right? How are you going to say no to Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and the other guys? Annie Potts. Fine. So, but this theater, and Nicole was so excited. Nicole's like, and Dina. The theater that we're going to, and you're starting to see this more and more, theater that we're going to is the kind where you can order food and you can have like wait service. They'll bring you like drinks, which sounds great, right? That'd be unheard of in the 90s. Be like, what are you talking about? Oh, it was popcorn. That's as good as it was going to get. Mm-hmm. Rosie, 44-month subscriber anniversary. Rosie, that's OG. I don't know how many people can beat that. That's a long time. That's in the first. Yeah, that goes back to almost pandemic. Mm-hmm. So
We get in there.
Kids are all in the row in front of us, and they're wide rows, right? Because the waitresses and stuff, right? And I figure, all right, everybody's getting settled. Movie starts. Now I'm sitting here. Nicole, and then Diana. This movie starts, and the two of them talk the entire time. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Is it misophonia? Is that the set when people have like a sound thing? Like if you go to the movies and somebody's crunching on ice, you know, some people be like, do you hear crunching on ice? I'm like, no, I'm watching a movie. Like, all I hear is crunching on ice. I don't hear it. I don't have this. You would have to be so obnoxiously loud for me to be tuned into you. I can tune out. I have a superpower. Dottie, the two of them wouldn't shut up. And they're related to me. And they're in punching distance. And so I was like, they're going to stop. I'm not going to be rude. Okay. I'm going to give a minute. They're going to get settled in because they got there after me. So I keep waiting for them to settle. I can't hear the movie. Now the movie starts. I'm thinking they're going to stop. Then the woman who plays the wife in the Ghostbuster movie. I don't know who this actress is. I remember thinking, I don't know who this actress is. Why is she in this movie? Some of the most famous people. And then I hear Di, oh, you know who that is. And then she names some English show that I don't know. And it's not Downton Abbey. It's like something new. Gilded Age. She says, oh, Nicole, that's that actress from the Gilded. Oh, is it? No, it's not. Yes, it is. Look, she cut her hair. Now, normally she, and I'm like. And finally, I looked at him and I said, I need you to stop talking. She goes, what? It's hard to hear you. We're talking. I go, I know. Stop talking. I can hear everything you're saying. So I'm telling Nicole, stop talking. Here's my mom. What's she saying? I can't hear what she's saying. I go, I'm saying, shut up. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, stop talking. What's she saying? I can't read her lip. I can't read your lip. Did they stop talking? No. Then the food came. Now, the kids ordered food. These two ordered food. I was like, we all have food now. Let's just all sit and eat this food. Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. Napkins. I start watching the movie. You, can we have extra plates? We're going to cut it up for these kids. Oh, I was going to move, but there are assigned seats. I will text my kids to shut up or get out. I should have. Oh, people everywhere, Carol. There was not another seat to move to. I was like, one of them is going to get punched in the back of the head by somebody, and that might be me. I was hoping somebody behind us would just come up and punch them both in the head. They didn't, which I thought was odd. Then they get their pizza, which, just so you know, it's really good pizza. I come here all the time. And the pizza here is so much better than the pizza at the regular shop sometimes. How do I know? I don't live in Virginia Beach, but I know it's the best pizza. How? Because I heard it. Then they cut up the pizza. Don't she got to get up and start handing out the pizza to all the kids? Oh, yeah, yeah. Di's handing out bags of chocolate. Hey, you get a bag of chocolate? You get your bag of chocolate? She said she didn't get a bag of chocolate. You got an extra bag in your bag. That was that. Yes, Sarah. I almost punched people. With a towel. Yeah. Renee, I like part of me understood like, oh, this is kind of nice being able to like I couldn't eat any of the food that was in this. If we go to like a dive bar or like a movie theater, they not having anything gluten free. I'm over here eating crusty popcorn. And everybody's like, are you okay? I love it. There's nothing different for me. But I can see, you know, the appeal of this. It's just that people are just constantly walking. I was like, I don't need this in my life. These people up here on the screen put a lot of time and energy. They put their snacks down and they all decided to put on a beautiful show. I could put my snack down for 5 minutes and watch it. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. The heck out of me. Mm-hmm. I feel left out. I sat next to Di during sex and I didn't even get a goodie bag. You know what? I would be offended because she will give goodie bags to anybody. Just so you know, that is weird. Maybe she was sick. She's sick. Anyway, so that was movie number one. It's a good movie, by the way. You should go see it. I did enjoy it. I thought it had some nice throwbacks to the original. Like, if you still, the movie was good, Fran. You know, the parts that I heard seemed nice, but it was good. It's action packed, and Paul Rudd is in it. I mean, you can't go wrong with Paul Rudd. Put Paul Rudd in any movie. Mm-hmm. So that was nice. So, anyway, I drive home. Now it's a solid 5 hours, right, in the car. And I'm tired and I'm like, I'm gonna get home and I'm gonna just chill a little. I probably should get some work done. Maybe I'll do that. It sounds like a fine plan, you know? Okay. I walk in the door. Dog's got 3 legs, limping around. Nobody's listening, trying to shove pain meds in his mouth. I am home for maybe 7 minutes. Dean goes, did you want to go see Dune 2? Now, he's already seen Dune 2. And Dean will tell you that Dune 2 is the greatest film of all time. Bar none. And not only, and let me put it this way, he will not be that concise in how he tells you about Dune 2. He will make you sit across from him. He will look you in the eye and be like, are you ready? And then he'll go, ew. And he makes the sound of this. He knows the whole soundtrack. Now, when I say soundtrack, it's mostly funny sounds. So Dean will sing the soundtrack to you. In fact, Missy, he was singing the soundtrack to Dune, which is these weird sounds. It's actually pretty accurate. I think that was just the general theme. And he sang it the entire way home. But I don't know if you know this, but Dune is a solid 2.5 hour movie. And it was already 7. And he was like, do you want to go to the movies? And I was like, yeah. Because I haven't seen him all weekend. And he loves this movie. So when your son, when your 24-year-old son asks you out on a date, your answer is always yes. And I was like, absolutely. I want to go. So let me freshen up. Yeah. And he's like, well, it starts at 10. I go, I'm not going to make it 10. Old people don't go to 10 o'clock movies. He's like, I'll find one. Do you want to go to Philly? I said, no. So we went to Philly and we drove a half hour to Neshaminy Hall, which isn't anywhere near here. And I was like, okay, this is it. This is what we're going to do. And it started at 10:20. They got home at 1:30 in the morning. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So wait, I got to tell this funny. This is a Missy story. So it's a movie. It is an epic journey. It's in IMAX. We could only watch it in IMAX. He was very specific. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, listen, if you are into movies like this, and it was very overwhelming. It's a lot. It's a very intense movie. And I did like it. It wasn't like I was bored. The first movie, I was like, I'm going to sleep through this. But the second one was not. It was a good movie. No, I didn't. You can't. Not in an IMAX. No one's falling asleep in IMAX. I think the whole theater shakes. And it's so big. Oh, yeah. He paid for my ticket. Yeah, he said I had to pay for the popcorn, which is fine. Yeah, It's amazing in IMAX. It's pretty, yeah. Anyway, the soundtrack is like, ew. It's just these weird sounds. And then he told me all about the history of the Hans Zimmer who did the soundtrack and how he uses it. I mean, you want to nerd out, hang out with Dean Blizzard. Fine. So on the way home now, he's singing the soundtrack, which doesn't sound like the Sleepless in Seattle soundtrack. Just so you know, there's no trumpets. And so he's just making random sounds at me. And I said, Dean, you are cracking me up. And you're reminding me of Missy. And he was like, Missy's like, oh, she's going to crack up when I tell you this story. So the other day I go to call Missy randomly, just to check in. I haven't talked to her. Let me call her. Now, normally when I call Missy, she still doesn't know what I'm about to say. Normally when I call Missy and she picks up the phone, we do this weird thing where she says, hello. And then I go, hello. And that's how we start. That's a little unusual. So that's what I was expecting when the phone was ringing. She knows. So the phone is ringing. The phone stops ringing. I'm listening for a hello. I don't get one. I get a little bit of silence. So I'm waiting. What's she doing? And then I hear, la, la, la. And I was like, that's a weird way. I was like, hello? She goes, la, la, la. And I was like, okay, I think we're playing a game. Okay. I go, la, la, la. And I start singing back to her. Well, now she's hysterically laughing. And then I hear somebody yelling in the background. And she's like, no, no. She's hysterical laughing. And then I hear the other person laughing. And I was just like, is this a game? I was like, yeah. I'm just trying to sing. So I'm just trying to play the game. I didn't know I was playing. And now I'm like, what's happening? Did I win money? Like, I don't know. It all was happening so quickly. And then she goes, no. She goes, I'm in the car with Carly. That's her daughter. And E, that's her grandson. And she goes, I was in the car singing with E, and he's repeating. So I was going, la, la, la. And then E's in the backseat. I don't know if you played this game with babies, but it's a lot of fun. And then they repeat what you say. La, la, la. I used to play it all the time. I didn't know we were playing. She goes, Dina, I was in the middle of singing to E with Carly when you called. And I picked up the phone, but I didn't tell Carly. And then I was singing. And then you heard it. And then she was like, sing it again. And so I sang it again, but you didn't know we were playing. And then you sang back to me. And then I lost my mind. And Carly has no idea if this is how you and I talk to each other. She's like, is this how you guys just get on the road? La, 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 la. And then hang up. It's game. I said, well, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to call you. And just, yeah. I don't know, Shakendra. I don't know what happened in that car. But usually when I pick up a phone, I switch gears. And I go, hello, not Missy. Missy's like, I got to ride this train. It has to come to a stop. And I'm going to finish singing. And then I will get to hellos later. And I didn't know. I'm just saying, you have to be ready. If you call Missy, be ready. Because you don't know. What's the capital of Alaska? You don't know. What's with the Christmas tree? Matt, does that look like a Christmas tree to you? Because I believe it has leprechauns on it, which makes it totally fine. It's our thing. We just want people to be as cool as we are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Is it Juno? Juno is the capital of what? Or is that a movie? Anyway. It's funny. But the joy I get. Hey, Andy. What's it changing into? I don't know. It is lemonade for the kidneys. Mm-hmm. My friend's tree is an Easter tree. Yeah, Chrysandra. Mm-hmm. Got to figure that out. You are so beautiful. Can you do a punch like boxing? Thank you. I don't think so. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the same Matt. This is TikTok Matt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a little late. That's all right, Robin. We were just discussing the weekend. When you get in those stones. So now we are in the middle of April is our new date to, I know, Cassandra, I haven't seen you in a bit. I don't know, Jill. I don't. Do you love it? Okay. Did everybody get candles in the mail? Listen, you have to go online and leave a review for your candles. You should get an email if you order.
Hey, get out of there. Colby.
I know I've been waiting all weekend. I've been going online to see if anybody left a review, but I don't know that it was so close. So like it ships from the moment it ships, it gives you like, I don't know, 14 days or something to like do a review, or to send the review reminder or whatever. You love them? Okay, good. I love them. They do smell so good. I brought some down to my sister, Nicole, and I was showing them to her. She's like, these are really nice. I was like, I know, right? They came out really nice. Victoria, I'm going to see if we can figure out a different way to, because they're so nice. And I was like, I'm going to probably go through these pretty fast because I'm going to use them. Mm-hmm. Where do we go to? I wish I got some from anywhere. So you should get an email from us soon. Saying, hey, leave a review for the candles. It should be automatic. I'm not sure if it's set for 7 days or 14 days, but you might be able to just go into your account at One Funny Mother and like click on the item and leave a review. I'm not quite, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. Minty and mental is really good. I'm having a hard time trying to figure out which candle to give to my sister. I know, because they're all so nice. You haven't gotten... You should have gotten an email that it was shipped, Michelle. You did get your candle. Okay, good. Yes, sometimes it has, it's like set, because, you know, like if Missy's in Delaware, like if I shipped on Friday, Missy would have it by Monday. But if you're in Juneau, Alaska, it would take maybe 7 days to get there. So it doesn't send the, I think it waits like 7 to 14 days. It waits until almost all of them are out there. I am on TikTok right now. Yeah. Yeah. Don't give her any of them. Keep them all. You didn't get an email, Sarah? Check your spam. If you don't get it soon or the candle soon, then contact us. But stubborn kidney stone. Mm-hmm. So it was so interesting. I got to go back to Dune for a second because Dean knows everything about the movie, but he was talking about how, the guy that wrote it, they interview his son a lot. Shelly, you can track, go to the email then and you can track it and see where it is. The tracking is pretty good. If you got the email, then it's on its way. Yeah, Shakendra, then it's on its way. But he was talking about the guy that wrote Dune and how the kids were never allowed to study for years, years and years. And then one day he was like, you can come in now. And literally this whole world was created. Like Dean is just all about it. I wrap them, Joe. Joey Joe. Every single one. The girls were doing the shipping stuff and the taping stuff. But I literally just sat and just watched most of Resident Alien. Thank you for that tip. This is a really funny show. I'm on the second season. That's a good show. By the way, I meant to tell you that. Started watching Resident Alien and it's super cute and quirky. I'm trying to think, you could watch it with your kids. Grandkids. It's a good show. It's adorable. Yeah, Victoria, I hope to bring them back because I think they're really great. And I think they are. I think they're really great for the spring. I think they're great for gifts. I think they're great for you just to keep. So he's very funny. And just the relationship between him and the boy who can see him, I think is hilarious. They're just great. It's great writing. It starts a little, it's like a lot, and then it's super funny. Yeah, a little odd, Carrie. There's a couple parts. Okay. That was a choice. I'd like them to be Shakendra. I've just got to, I'm a candleholic as well, Victoria. That's why I wanted to start making them. And I was just like, I really like these. I want them to be funny. So it was fun. It's just a lot. It's a lot. And we, like I said, we shipped 450 candles. It's a lot. So if it's something we're going to do regularly, I've got to just think of a better system for it. So, yeah. Why am I having trouble sending a message to us? I'm not sure, Roxy. What network is the show on? That is on Netflix, Resident Alien. And I'm also still watching Loudermilk, and I got to admit, I didn't like it at all. And now I'm slightly hooked.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know the actor that's the lead very well. Like, it looks like you've seen him on, I have to watch something. Someone suggested Fisk.
Mm-hmm.
UPS is delivering today. You gotta love them. I did not watch Call the Midwife. Mm-mm. Apples Don't Fall is great. Okay, all good shows. So Wednesday, they are coming to install my charger from my house. So I'm excited about that. But the car's been great, and it did a great job driving down. And Dean just drove it last night because he was like, can I drive your car if we go to the movies? I was like, sure. And he is just hitting buttons. He's like, what's this button do? What's this button do? And the whole time he's like, look at you. Who are you? I was like, I'm cooler than you. That's who I am. I got the Lexus plug-in hybrid. How much gas did the whole trip take? So, you know, Jessica, it messed up my system because I bought my car on the 13th. And I thought, let me see how long I could go without buying gas and just using electric. But again, I'm using like plug into my like regular outlet electric. So that takes a while. And then we went to my sister's. So those things will be out of the ordinary. And I'm not on the saving program yet. So like once I get installed, then I'll be able to charge at night when it's cheap. And then I beep up around town, you know? So it did mess me up, but I think I filled up once on the way down, and that was from the 13th. I didn't get any gas before that. Like, I would have lasted a long time. And then I filled up right before I came home. So I still have gas in the car. So I'm basically where I was last time. So I got to see like, and it was funny because, you know, on the way home, Brooke was driving sometimes. So I was reading my manual. And I'm reading the manual and it says, keep in mind that if you don't use the gas in your car for too long, if it just sits in the tank, it will start to like, doesn't disintegrate. I don't know, some sciencey word, break apart. Soggy. I don't know. Whatever. So you have to use it, you know, like semi-often. You have to tap into it. And I was like, what does that mean? And then it says, maybe separate, maybe that's it, Carrie. But it says you have to use. Guess what it says you have to use in what period? Now, this is, I get 35 miles. I call them free miles. They're electric off of this car. And then I could just come home and just charge again and do it again. You know, bebop it. I work from home. Keep that in mind, right? So guess how long it says the longest you could possibly go without using gas before it's going to start to hurt your car. Somebody says a few gallons every 3 months. Yes. Every 2 months, said Renee. 30 days, said Jessica. And I was like, how long can you go without ever using gas? Half a day. I'm really our yes, you are. Sarah said 6 months. It's electric. SMS Marie, you're the closest. It says you have to use 5 gallons of gas in at least a 12-month period for the car to stay in good shape. I was like, can you drive this car for a year on just electric? I guess you could. It's crazy. Crazy. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I'm definitely going to be tapping into gas more than that. But like, you know, if I'm bebopping around, like I can easily go through 35 miles. But if I do 45 miles that day, I'm only using like not even an eighth of a tank. Like it's crazy. I filled up twice since the beginning of the year with my plug-in. Yeah, what? Sherry, right? Is yours, it must be a plug-in hybrid like mine then. So it's March. So you go about a month and a half. I figured I would fill up once a month. So you're at a month and a half. I could do that, Sherry. And it's almost like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lucy, it's great. So it functions as an electric car for the first 35 miles and then goes to become a hybrid car. So it's just lovely. Mm-hmm. So, the RAV4, yeah. So we did that and went down to Virginia Beach, walked around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. Because you drive a lot of miles. I do. Well, Mia, that's the thing, is that like on the daily, I got bebop, right? But then like I'll probably go to Myrtle Beach again at some point if I have gigs. Like we're going to drive to Pittsburgh when we do Pittsburgh. So, yeah, there are definitely times where I do drive, you know, but it's not. And that's why I got it, because for those trips, I can't. Like if I had a full electric car, I'd probably have to recharge twice to get to Nikki's. Maybe, yeah, I would say twice. And then back. It's just a lot. Mm-hmm. Did it say how long it takes for the gas to break down? Well, it said you just have to tap into it 5 gallons every 12 months. So it must take, you know, maybe a year, but as long as you're. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before it would start using gas based on my average daily. I know. Was insurance any higher? It was about $100 higher, but I think it's just because it's considered a luxury car, but mm-hmm. The weather was good, actually, Kelly. The it rained in the morning while we were talking through the movie, and then actually became pretty. But it's just cold. I don't know about anybody else, but you were like, there was a couple days where you were like, oh, it's spring, and everybody got real excited. And then it went back to winter, and nobody told us, but you can't tell, except that it's freezing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Suzanne. And somebody was talking about cars the other day and like, what's a great car to buy a young kid that's just starting to drive? Can you just switch to gas and bypass electrical use? Yeah, so you can choose what you want it to be. At a minimum, it'll always be a hybrid, Judy. So it's, going to get that 40 to 50 miles per gallon automatically. And then you add what you're gaining with the electric. So that's how they get it to be up in the 80s. They call it like a combined miles per gallon. So, yeah. My sister was super excited about her car. She's had a lot of crappy cars. So this'll get her. She does this 5-hour trip pretty often. So it's good that she has something reliable. It was a good day. It was a good weekend. Good fun. Really tired. Lots of TV shows. If you're going to watch Dune, only watch it in IMAX. If you really want to impress your kids, tell them you're going to go see Dune this weekend in IMAX, and do they want to come? Just so you know, the tickets are ridiculous. But if they're a true nerd, and only you would know if you are raising a true nerd, they will appreciate it. And then use, gosh, what words did I don't know. Oh my gosh. There's okay. So I'm not giving anything away because the movie is so elaborate. There's no way you could possibly give anything away. But there's a group of women in the movie who are empaths. They talk to each other. They have spiritual powers, right? I forget what they're called, but I kept calling them the Benihanas. I was like, it's something like that. You know, they're all made up words. But I was like, now let me ask you about those Benihanas. He was like, the who? I like messing up all his nerd stuff because it affects him at such a visceral level. He's like, what did you say? Like the most ridiculous thing you could do to a nerd is take a Star Trek reference and match it with a Star Wars reference and put them together, and then their heads explode. If you are, yeah. Betty Haas used to have the best ice cream. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if you've ever met a true nerd and you start missing up your nerd references, they'll just explode. And the passion with which, yeah. Beam me up, Han Solo. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. You will get almost a Bene Gesserit witches. Yep, the Benihanas. That. Thank you, Renee. Renee, you might be nerdy. I basically am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. Yeah, nerd passion is next level. And just like, don't you see? Mm-hmm. I crossed this to my husband just for the death stares. He's like, what? Dean is going to have to, he's going to have a special lady friend because she would either have to be completely nerd adjacent or just love a nerd. Like, I love nerds. I have a little nerd in me. Like, that sounded dirty, but like, would you say you're a nerdy person? Does anybody here identify as a nerd? I can be very nerdy. Because I love Star, and he's never seen them. Okay, that's weird. Mm-hmm. I do play that piano behind me, Wendy, very well. Fabulously. When I ask why there is a Muppet in Star Wars, Yoda. Now, why did they start adding these Muppets to the Star Wars? What? Yeah, nerds are the best. I can be nerdy for some things. I love. Like, did you ever meet somebody that's so nerdy about something to the point where just socially awkward? I am drawn to these people and I will listen to them go into the fine, intricate details about why yellow is better than orange or whatever. I'd be like, I don't never really thought about it. How did you never think about it? And I'd be like, tell me. I love it. Because I have some, I was talking to somebody the other day about like toilet paper. And somebody said, well, you know, it doesn't really matter what kind of toilet paper you use. And my head spun around. And I was like, what are you talking about? Everybody has their toilet paper. You can't just willy-nilly go in and just be like, you can use any toilet. You can't. What are you talking about? I feel the same way about Oreos and ketchup. Like, I should, like, on a dating profile, like, I'd be like, here are things I like to do. And if we were to have a long-term relationship, you would have to agree to the following. Heinz ketchup. Angel soft toilet paper. Only Oreos, gluten-free. Do not bring a deluxe cookie here. I mean, I'll smell it, but, and Jif peanut butter. Thank you. Thank you for knowing. I have a shirt on that says bird nerd. Hellman's. Thank you. Do you associate colors to different pitches on the piano? That's my nerd things. I don't, but Brooke associates tones with where it registers for her, like in her body. So we're kind of, yeah, Potter nerd. Mm-hmm. My husband speaks Klingon. Of course he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Joey Joe got hacked. So now he's Joey Van Zandt. He's basically just trying to mix it up. I think he hacked his own thing and he was like, guys, I'm Madonna, I'm rebranding. And he just stole his own account and was like, guys, it's new now. Mm-hmm. He's going to do it again. He's going to be shorty soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm probably 50-50. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So funny. So funny. It's like an internal thing, Victoria. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to best describe it, but yeah, Brooke says that. Kirkland toilet paper is better than Angel Soft. Okay, Alejandra, let's just agree to disagree. I know. See, colors for words. I know. It is. It's funny. Anyway, all right, it's time for drinking of the dogs. It's 10:50. I was late, so I went late today. So listen, we're back, feeling good. Hope everybody else is feeling good. We'll have some fun things planned for this week and next week. Next week, we're heading to Dayton. If you have not gotten tickets to go see the Wednesday show, I think it's April 4th at the Funny Bone in Dayton. Come see us. We're going to be there. It's the hour to go to work. Is that a question or a statement? Yes. I do want to say, and I can't read it right now, but somebody was talking about how many days they've been on Duolingo. I think I'm at 263 or something. I'm officially halfway through Duolingo. I don't know what happens when I finish Duolingo. Are we going to Spain? Look, we have to decide. That would be a very big trip. And all the Spanish-speaking people will have to go on that trip. It's like I say I'm bilingual, but I don't know if you guys know. I'm not. I can read things off the back of a bus. That is basically as far as I've gotten. I feel like there's like conversational Spanish, and then there's I can read the back of a bus. Mm-hmm. So there's that. But I just want to let you know, just to manage expectations, I'm halfway through Duolingo Spanish. Mm-hmm. Do you do your own, all your own editing and videos? It depends. I mean, I know how to edit. It's just now a matter of whether or not I have the time to do it. So we actually just got somebody to come in and help us to edit some of the promos. I don't know if you've been seeing, we're going to be putting promos out from the morning show clips. They're fun. So you might see that. Where is the biblioteca? Is Duolingo expensive? There's definitely, you can do it for free. Coolly. There are some people that do it for free. And I think there's ads on it and it doesn't give you, maybe doesn't move as fast because there's like ads and stuff you have to watch. I actually got the family plan so that my kids can do it with me. But I just like it. Like before I was doing a lot of like, I love word games. I love like crosswords. I love anything letters and more. I'm slightly obsessed with words. I don't know why. I would do Wordle all the time. And then Dean showed me Duolingo and it's like gamified. So, you know, there's, it's just fun to do. And I just, for some reason, makes sense in my brain recently. So I started to, if you play often, we'll give you a pay version for free for a couple weeks at a time too, said Lucy. So yeah. So if you want to try it, you can try the free one first. Barcelona uses a different Spanish bathroom in the Spanish I know is baño. In Barcelona, it was services. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. And it's really funny to me. The hardest part for me is writing in Spanish, but I do, it's so annoying. Because I get este and esta completely wrong all the time, and it keeps kicking me back. But I do think that writing it has helped me to understand it better. But I don't know. I still think it's just going to be super broken Spanish But I'm impressed that I know how to spell words. I mean, let me spell it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it took 4 years and I still can't with the writing. The conjugation is just raining and snowing. Come on. It's the same. It's just cold rain. Just call it cold rain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Janet. I'm struggling with everything. Yeah. No, there's certain... And I make up words. I'm like, well, that you could spell it that way or this way. I'm on socks right now. Calcintes. Calcintes. I can't get tie. I'm stuck on tie, scarf, bufanda. Bufanda is scarf. It's my favorite word. Yeah, yeah. Calcetines. I don't know if I'm saying it right. But bufanda is my bufunda. My favorite word. Oh, I got to do a puzzle. And then there's something else. This is tie, socks, and scarf. It's just a bufanda. Girl, where's you? You got a big bufanda. Mm-hmm. Equipaje, right? Equipment? Yeah. But we say medias. I don't know what you're saying. Uh-oh, what's happening? Things happening. There it is. Okay. Sorry, TikTok. The way you said bufanda. Yeah. Isn't that how the butana? Butana. I don't know. Why you got to have a big bufanda, right? Tazi poo. In Italian, it's butana. Remember you pronounce the letter E. Bufanda. There's no E in bufanda. You mean este? Este and esta. I don't know the gist. A frambre rug. Yeah, that one messes me up. No, luggage is maletes. Maleta. Equipaje is equipment. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Becca, send me whatever tips you got. I'll listen. All right, listen, we all have to go to work. We have jobs. I was like, it's luggage. What's mullet? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Spanish with a Jersey accent. Okay, you're going to do the bufandas. Yeah, you bufandas are all acting crazy. Loco. They're both luggage? Not in my book. I would like the Spanish... to just teach me one word. Don't teach me more than one word for the same thing. I can't do it. Mm-mm. Sharon's like, I'm already at work and this is part of it. I was watching your show. Okay, cool. You should get like continuing a CCU credits, continuing CEU. That's an E. Yeah, we pronounce the E in English too. Don't change it randomly to a C. All right, we gotta go. It's falling apart. All right, listen, good to be back. Happy you could be there, and I don't even know what that means, be there, but that's it. Like Judy from Saskatoon, who I believe is back on her game, do something nice for yourself. My handle is Bufanda. That's Alejandra. I think I have my name. Looking for, anybody seen Bufanda? Oh, you're funny, dolphin lover. Okay, have a great day. And a blessed day. And thanks for watching. And I will see supporters tonight on Ugly Monday. Looking forward to it. Everybody else, will see you in the morning. Thanks for watching. I'll see you. Bye.
Hey, guys. If you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay. All right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out OneFunnyMotherStore.com for great, new, inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.